What is history?
Nothing will save the Governor General.
Something revolving.
That's one small step.
The world keeps revolving.
The cyclone is imminent.
Just a little bit of history repeating.
So History Repeated is celebrating and exploring cassette music. The State Library of WA is digitising its cassette collection, particularly its music cassettes. And there's some really unique songs that you're going to hear in just a moment. Adam Trainor is the Library's Community Engagement Officer of WA Music. G'day, Adam.
Hi, Christine.
What did you sit by the radio to record?
Well, I remember back in my teens, Top 40 radio would sometimes spin a new track and, you know, call in. Do you love it? Do you hate it? And they played Summer by Buffalo Tom, which I loved, but apparently everyone else hated because they never played it again. But thankfully I got it on tape.
Okay, let's have a listen. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too, but maybe it was a bit too dour for Top 40 radio in the mid-90s. I don't know.
It reminds me a little bit of the Doves, maybe Goo Goo Dolls.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Really
yep.
Good. Oh, well, I mean, look, their loss. So, look, how diverse is the library's cassette collection? You've seen it in person.
I have, yes. I've been out to the stacks and trawled through. In terms of our West Australian music collection, we have 1,400 West Australian music cassettes. We have even more cassettes which contain oral histories, but we're talking specifically about WA music today. Because cassettes and tape, anything magnetic media can deteriorate, it's a priority for us to try and conserve it. So that's why we're doing this digitisation at the moment, because cassettes, if you leave them lying around, I mean, you know what it was like when you used to get your tape chewed in your tape player?
Oh, they're so fragile. You blow the wrong way and all of a sudden they're unwinding before your eyes. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want the cat near it either. So where are the stacks?
Oh, the stacks are out the back. We keep everything climate controlled. That's where we have all of our heritage collections that need to be maintained in certain conditions. So, for example, magnetic media or tape or other very fragile things, photographs, for example, we keep them in climate-controlled storage. It might be 20 degrees, 10 degrees, sometimes even 3 degrees. And then if you bring it out of that storage, you've got to gradually ease it into a temperature that's fit for human interaction.
Oh.
And then you ease it back in again when you lock it back away.
What happens if there's ever a blackout? Are you on backup? Do you have backup generators?
Yes,
oh,
we are.
Crazy. That's so nerdy, but I just wanted to know. So how does digitization and reformatting work? How do you prioritize what is digitized?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, essentially, anything that is likely to deteriorate or is an unstable form of media is something that we will prioritise. So at the moment, that's we're going through and doing our cassettes. So, for example, other recorded audio media, CDs, we can probably leave them a little while. They're digital. They've been made in a way where as long as they're not scratched, then they should maintain their form reasonably well.
Yep.
Vinyl, a little more stable, but of course, you know, the dust and the scratches there as well. We've got to keep it all, you know, nicely maintained. But yeah, anything that can deteriorate quickly, and particularly with temperature and climatic fluctuations, we prioritise digitising that stuff.
I can tell you that CDs survive my black car, so yeah, you can leave them for a little bit longer. I want to know what you were sitting by the radio to record, please tell me, 0437 922 720. And it looks like Guy from Karratha has something to add. Hello, Guy.
G'day, how are you?
Good. Tell me about your cassette tapes.
Well, I've got a... Like, I used to go and see live bands when I was back in the day, and I lived in Marrigin.
Yeah.
One band that used to be around then was called Subway.
Subway.
And I've got one of their tapes, yeah, and it's a local Marrigin band. They had two cassettes, that one, the one I've got, and another one, which I haven't got. But, yeah, I've got that one, and also I've got a 45 from a Perth band called The Boys, When You're Lonely. And that's you can't get it on iTunes. You can get none of these on iTunes or anything. So, but you can get the Perth band, The Boys. You can look that up on YouTube. It's on there. So that's the only way I can listen to it. But I've got a perfect vinyl 45.
Look at that. I can see Adam Traynor in front of me scanning his brain. Have you heard of those bands?
Yeah, I have. Well, the Boys especially. Yeah, When You're Lonely. Yeah. What cracking track from the early 80s. That's quite a score, having an original 45 version of that. Probably be worth a bit too.
Yeah, well, I like it, but it's like I say, it's pretty hard to listen to. I'm trying to get a digital copy of it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, but the band hasn't yet re-released their music digitally on Bandcamp or anything like that.
Could you digitize what Guy has? Is that a possibility?
If Guy wanted to donate his copy to the State Library, then we could digitize it. But I reckon you should hang on to it, Guy.
I think you should too, Guy. Thanks for the call. 1300 222 720. Can I just say, whilst I'm doing a reset, that those of you who have sent a text to say, is this Christine? Yes, it is. So Agent 967, yes. Phil, you're good. And also Steve in Port Gregory, thank you for checking as well. Very considerate people, making sure they're not texting Ilya. So you've picked a few songs that have been digitized. Shall we listen to this first one by Josie Boyle?
Sure.
Here it is. So that is from the Parents' Song, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the name of the release. That track's called Bunangi. Josie Wawala Boyle was a Wangai woman from the Wangatha Nation in the Eastern Goldfields. She was an incredible storyteller and musician. She played in Perth in the mid-1980s at the North Perth Ethnic Music Centre fairly often. But she has done a lot of work around, she did a lot of work around cross-cultural sharing of knowledge and was really at the forefront of sharing Indigenous culture. She did a lot of work in schools and, an incredible storyteller and a lovely voice too.
Yeah, I agree, Josie Boyle. So you've got another one, Nova Ensemble. Who are they?
Nova Ensemble was formed in the mid-1980s by David Pye, a composer and musician, and it featured a sort of revolving lineup of West Australian musicians of particular note in this iteration, which is the orchestra of the Global Nomads version of the band, is Lee Buttle, who these days runs Crank Recording Studios, and Mark Kane, who's a very well-renowned saxophonist and global music aficionado, I guess.
All right. Well, this track is called Sunday in Bombay. Let's have a listen. Sunday in Bombay. Now that's pretty special.
What I love about that track is it's a live recording, and there's such urgency and passion to the playing. You know, it's quite incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the feel. You don't hear anything like that at the moment, at least. And you've got another one for us. Tell us about Wild Palms, Till My Arms.
Yeah, sure. So Wild Palms was sort of a side project, I suppose. Craig Holsworth fronted a number of very well-renowned and much-loved bands in Perth in the 1980s. The Bamboos are probably the best known.
Oh.
Wild Palms was, as far as I can tell, a bit of a side project. It was just a bunch of mates who kind of got together in the studio, and I guess the point I wanted to make in playing this track is that we have everything from super slick, very well produced, commercially, recorded, mixed, mastered, and, sometimes charting bands. We've got Eurogliders cassettes in the collection, for example, through to things like demo recordings, which I think this Wild Palms recording is a great example of. A little bit rough and ready, but really great music.
All right, let's hear it. I really like that. hard, though.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's got a great vibe. It's a fantastic song. Craig's an incredible songwriter. But, yeah, it was Tony Italiano started Pet Rock Studios. This was his four-track recorder, I think, in his home studio before he did that. So it's part of the story of how certain musicians evolve or take little sort of side tangents between bands. And those are the kinds of stories that we can kind of unearth in looking at West Australian music and all its iterations in our collections.
If anybody out there has cassette tapes that might be of worth, can they get in contact?
Absolutely. Again, if you're prepared to donate your local music collection, then we're very, very grateful. We might have it. If so, then you can hang on to it. But if we don't, then, yeah, stoked to receive people's donated recordings.
I love picking your brain when it comes to music. Adam, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Christine.
Adam Traynor, he is the Community Engagement Officer at the State Library. WA music is his specialty. Really great to hear those tracks, lesser-known tracks, in fact.